This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. He inaugurated around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters, which marked the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Naroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. He also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. He laid the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University, worth over 600 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu took part in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bengaluru today. On the occasion, the president inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and a hostel building. She also dedicated to the nation the advanced 3D MRI scanner and DSM machine. Addressing the gathering, the president lauded the institute for their dedicated services towards the noble cause of mental health and neurosciences. Union Minister Aswini Vaishnaw launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Satabdi Express, New Bogaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Nahalagan Express, and dedicated a road overbridge. He inaugurated a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashvani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. In addition, the minister also virtually launched the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Guwahati. Several newly appointed governors took oath in their respective states today. In Odisha, Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati was sworn in at the Rajbhavan in Bhubaneswar. Chief Justice of Odisha High Court Justice Charadhari Saran Singh administered Dr. Kambhampati the oath of office as 27th Governor of the state. Dr. Kambhampati was earlier serving as the Governor of Mizoram. Former Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in as the Governor of Manipur at Rajbhavan. The oath was administered by Chief Justice of Manipur High Court Dr. Krishna Kumar. An earthquake of magnitude 5.1 on the Richter scale jolted Myanmar today morning. According to the National Center for Seismology, the earthquake hit the early hours of the morning at 10 a.m. IST at a depth of 127 kilometers. There are no reports of casualties. Another earthquake occurred in Mugu, Karnali province of Nepal, this morning. According to the National Earthquake Measuring and Research Center, an earthquake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale was recorded in Mugu district at 8:03 a.m. this morning. The reciprocal repatriation process of 95 Indian fishermen detained in Bangladesh and 90 Bangladeshi fishermen detained in India, which began on Thursday, is expected to be completed by next Sunday, said the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry. In a press release issued yesterday, the ministry said that the Bangladesh Coast Guard has initiated the process of handing over 95 Indian fishermen crew members to the Indian Coast Guard and receiving 90 Bangladeshi fishermen crew members. Besides, as per media reports, two Bangladeshi fishing vessels detained in India and six Indian fishing boats detained in Bangladesh will also be exchanged between the two coast guards. Dense fog and low visibility have engulfed North India as cold waves grip the region, disrupting flight and train operations. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog in northern, eastern and central parts of India for the next 2 or 3 days. Around 50 flights got delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. The movement of several Delhi-bound trains were also affected. In Jammu and Kashmir, a special inspection train is set to operate from Srinagar to Jammu on January 5, marking a historic milestone in the region's railway development. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will announce the establishment of the Jammu Railway Division via video conferencing on January 6. The event will also feature Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.